riding the rails back to South Bend. Skylar Colfax on this moment of Indiana history. The global economic crisis of 2008 has been traced to a range of factors, from market deregulation to commodities inflation. 135 years earlier, however, the first transcontinental railroad's financial collapse was the trigger of a national depression that endured for most of the 1870s. One Wall Street insider went even farther in finding a scapegoat, saying, "It's all Schuyler Colfax's fault, damn him." The connection between the Hoosier newspaper man and the legendary debacle of the Golden Age takes us from St. Joseph's County, Indiana, all the way to the White House and back. As a teenager, Schuyler Colfax began contributing columns on Indiana politics to Horace Greeley's New York Tribune before editing and quickly purchasing a South Bend newspaper. Journalism launched Colfax into his own political career. An anti-slavery Whig, Colfax was voted into Congress in 1855, rising to the position of Speaker of the House in 1863, and going on to sign the resolution to adopt the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, abolishing slavery. In 1868, Colfax assumed the nation's second highest office, while at the same time accepting a gift of railroad stocks that ultimately implicated him in one of the largest incidents of graft in American history. Vice President Colfax was removed from the ticket during President Grant's bid for a second term, and he returned to South Bend. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Support comes from the Indiana Historical Society, presenting Holidays in the Heartland at the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana History Center. Nostalgic winter scenes and hands-on activities now through January 3rd. Open to the public. Details at indianahistory.org.